Have your children ever found themselves in the uncomfortable position of being expected to pay for their friends' activities? This is Dave Specht, Family Dynamics National Development Manager with Wells Fargo Private Bank. In today's podcast, we are joined by Gary Shunk to discuss expected generosity and the art of saying no. Gary, who is the Family Dynamics Consultant with Wells Fargo Private Bank, will provide tips for parents to support and prepare their children to handle such situations without disrupting friendships. Gary, why do you think children have such a difficult time in saying no when they know that someone might be taking advantage of them?
You know, many of us feel uncomfortable talking about money in similar circumstances, but it's particularly difficult for children and young adults. Their challenges come from feelings of guilt about being from a family with financial resources or simply a desire to fit in. Unfortunately, some children struggle to know who their real friends are because they worry about people hanging around them just to take advantage of the stuff that they may get.
What tips do you have for parents to prepare children for these types of situations?
I think one of the most important things that parents can do is have an open dialogue with their children about how to develop healthy friendships. A common phrase they may hear from their friends is, "Your family has money. You can afford to pay for this, right?" It's important to talk to them about how to manage such conversations and the pressures they may face, and be able to talk to them openly about what healthy friendships look like for them.
Open dialogue is always a good suggestion. We all know how difficult it can be to talk to teens in particular. What suggestions do you have on opening the line of communication with your children, particularly if you don't want them to push back or become defensive?
I found that one good way is to use situational conversations where you talk about when it may not be appropriate to pick up the tab for your friends. It is crucial to practice situational conversations with children and give them the language and the strategy to help them manage these uncomfortable moments, Dave.
Gary, can such a dialogue also be an opportunity to discuss living within a budget with your children?
Absolutely, Dave. If your child has a budget and understands there isn't a blank check for all their needs, they will most likely be more direct with their friends about how they approach these situations. For example, parents may coach their children to handle situations like these, saying, "Yeah, my parents have money, but it's not mine. I have to use my own money."
And how about teaching children to set expectations in advance with their friends?
Yes, parents may want to encourage their children to think ahead. For example, before going out to eat with friends, encourage them to talk openly about how much they are planning to spend on dinner. When these expectations are laid out in advance, some of these challenging interactions can be avoided.
So, whom do I call if I'm interested in talking more about family dynamics?
Contact your Wells Fargo Private Bank relationship manager, who will introduce you to a family dynamics specialist.
Well, Gary, that's some great food for thought, and I want to thank you for joining us. And thank you to our listeners for joining this podcast.
Wells Fargo Private Bank and Wells Fargo Wealth Management provide products and services through Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and its various affiliates and subsidiaries. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. is a bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Deposit and loan products are offered by Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. This podcast is not an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the strategies mentioned. The strategies discussed or recommended in this podcast may be unsuitable for some clients, depending on their specific objectives and financial position. This information is provided for educational and illustrative purposes only. The information and opinions in this podcast were prepared by Wells Fargo Wealth Management. Information and opinions have been obtained or derived from sources we consider reliable, but we cannot guarantee their accuracy or completeness. Opinions represent Wells Fargo Wealth Management's opinion as of the date of this podcast, and are for general information purposes only. Wells Fargo Wealth Management does not undertake to advise you of any change in its opinions or the information contained in this podcast. Wells Fargo & Company affiliates may issue reports or have opinions that are inconsistent with and reach different conclusions from this podcast. Wells Fargo & Company and its affiliates do not provide legal advice. Wells Fargo Advisors is not a tax or legal advisor. Please consult your tax or legal advisors to determine how this information may apply to your own situation. Whether any planned tax results result is realized by you depends on the specific facts of your own situation at the time your taxes are prepared. Trust services available through banking and trust affiliates in addition to non-affiliated companies of Wells Fargo Advisors. Investment and insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or any other federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by a bank or any bank affiliate, may lose value. Copyright 2010 to 2017, Wells Fargo Bank N.A., all rights reserved. NMLSRID 399-801, Equal Housing Lender.